Morning.
Morning!
You okay?
Yeah, you don't do that with any other Tom Day, do you? Oh, you shouldn't do it in the morning, really, I guess. Morning! Afternoon! Evening! Yeah, maybe evening. No.
Good night!
Yeah, that works.
Because I'm not a meat eater, yeah. That idea is in the middle. I think the high wheelchair idea is probably the worst of the three. Simply because I think it's me being good to disabled people.
Yeah.
I think they would somehow twist that round.
Yeah.
It was a bad thing. I want them to be on a level with
me. It's all about inclusivity, isn't it?
Yeah.
But would you... Okay.
How could someone think that was negative? We want wheelchairs that are high up.
Would you sort of adapt it so that it could work, it could manipulate the legs to make the disabled person walk down the road?
Like a... That'd be quite kind of like a crab or something. It's like...
If you extend it, so that person is just... It looks like they're stood on... they're being wheeled about on a sack truck. It's hard.
Because those sack trucks, they have like three wheels.
Yeah.
So you can go upstairs with them. You know what I mean?
It's like it's another thing solved, isn't it?
So that, yeah.
My idea, I realised later on, that my idea of having like the four extendable legs on the floor was really just a high chair, wasn't it?
But I still think that's possibly safer. If I imagine a wheelchair with somehow that's just very high, I still think the centre of gravity makes it seem dangerous, even if it isn't.
We'll have to sort this out before we go on Dragon's Den.
Yeah. If you have it, well, all right, like I can sort it out already. You have just have a huge weight pendulum.
Yeah. Underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's almost like they can't fall over.
Yeah.
They're actually more stable. We could say that this is more stable than you or me.
Yeah.
Walking people. But if they said, oh, well, what if disabled people actually like sitting down?
We're not stopping them sitting down. They're just sitting down.
That's the one thing they've got.
Yeah.
They can always sit down.
All they have.
I feel like
we need some market research.
Undignified. What's he doing there?
I don't know.
Undignified that I'm constantly lower than the rest of the population.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from. I don't want to be lower because surely that's right, rubbing it in. Your status is also lower.
Yeah.
So the idea that it'd be easier to bring wheelchairs up than bring everyone else down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about inclusivity.
Yeah. So leveling the playing field, literally.
Yeah.
You know, and then they don't have to have their own Olympics. Just join in with us. You're running alongside someone who's much lower than you. In a wheelchair, wheelchair.
The other thing
zooming
is like
down the
having like penny farthing stuff.
Penny farthing wheelchair. That's a pretty good idea.
Let's sort of weld two penny farthings together.
Yes.
With a framework.
Always hustling.
I mean, you think you reach a stage in life where you're not doing that, but I don't know. Is that what keeps you alive? Is that what sort of...
I wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the hunt.
Yeah.
I see that goldfish I've got.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can see he gets, or she, gets excited at certain times in her life, like when I've made changes to her tank.
I put
bubbles in recently, and she was very excited for like quite a few days. And then you know when she gets bored of that, there's a sense of I go in there and there's nothing. She's just
bored again.
Yeah, just
same
there,
old, same
just
old.
Floating in there, looking at me.
Right.
And I feed it, and I think really the only thing I can do is withhold food and make you feel like, but where the fuck's the food? Why isn't he feeding me? And like stress her out.
Yeah.
But you know, if I feed her it like twice a day, I drop the food in and it just drops down and it just barely bats an eyelid.
Wow.
And I think you are not normal. That is not an awe reaction of a creature of nature.
Do you think you could do that to yourself? Could you do that? Could you withhold food from yourself? Withhold bubbles from yourself.
Dinner goes on the table. I'm just like, there it is, as per usual.
Yeah. Dinner at dinner time.
I think there's something in that. Like I can learn from this goldfish.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You know, you've got as close to sort of raw instinct as you can get
within a
domestic situation.
60-liter tank.
Yeah.
If that was in the wild, if I put it in the wild, right?
Yeah.
Forget the fact that it would be at a disadvantage because it had been domesticated to some extent. I don't know. You know, it would have to find food.
Yeah.
And so there's a gleeful part of me that thinks, right, you know, let's see how you can fucking manage. But
you could get a tracker on it.
Yeah, because the thing, I wouldn't know. That would gall me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, you know, create a situation where I let it loose in a pond.
Yeah.
And then I see how it does.
Can you tag it? If you had like a sort of fairly contained pond, I'm certain you'd be able to, you know, you'd find it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but how do you know it's eaten?
You can see its ribs.
Do you know what? I'm starting to feel a bit petty.
It's caring. That came across as caring. How do I know it's eaten?
Oh right, yeah. So it's what I'm thinking. It's quite petty. I'm thinking of the "I told you so" situation.
All right.
I'm gonna fish it out.
All right.
Told you you wouldn't.
The face to face afterwards.
Now you're wishing.
Now you appreciate what you got. It's bubbles.
Wishing I was there.
Bubbles and food.
Dropping sinking pellets.
The confrontation afterwards.
Like,
told you.
You can imagine my family. Like, the office seems to have become a sort of, like, it's got sonar and, you know, date charts. Like, what's going on? I thought we got rid of the fish.
Yeah, you never get rid of the fish. Might be in a different location, but you're never rid of it.
This tells me how many calories it's burnt. This is like a sensor, like, tapped into its limbic brain. So I can
direct it.
It's
joy sticks. One for each fin. Oh, there's food there. A camera strap to it.
So I gotta step in again.
You wouldn't survive without me. Virtual reality goggles on.
At this point, I imagine there is some. It's a two-way communication. The fish is. Yeah. It does.
I'm not
something.
Hungry. You've been eating for hours.
I actually need to eat. I eat for like every few days. The rest of the time, I'm supposed to be just chilling.
I'm massive.
I'm oversized. I'm obese. They're laughing at me.
Oh, just another stage fish. In your development. You're developing a thick skin.
You're a titan.
Act you're like a what? Titan. You're a golden titan.
This is beneath you.
It's whimpering. You're better than this.
Oh, my glasses won't stay on because they're wet. They're moist. I'm actually crying.
You cried your glasses off.
Is that possible? I've never done that.
I've never cried my glasses off. Rivulet flowing down my nose. Forcing my glasses into my lap.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I think there's something. This is not a coincidence. Bringing up that goldfish.
No, you know, there's deep material there.
It's a powerful relationship. I clearly have revealed.
It's
really
good.
Knowing it.
Yeah, it's.
Oh god.
What? What? Yeah. What did you say your goldfish's name is again?
Golder my ear.
Yeah.
I did save it from a horrible, a very traumatic. So it is.
So it owes you.
It's a trauma fish. I've always thought
it's a trauma fish. It's a trauma fish.
It has baggage. It must have baggage. Well, I think really what I need to do is I need to introduce different things into the tank.
You tried music. You tried speakers up against the.
It reacts to coming into the room, I would say, generally.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you're thinking of a large room. Like, the room is maybe, I don't know, I imagine it's 650 litres.
Now you're thinking like a goldfish.
650-litre room.
Yeah. Imagine estate agents describing rooms by their litre capacity.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. Yeah.
Cubic.
I'd like to see that liters. Description start to take.
How much
take
water
hold.
Could this hold? This room. Oh, it's about 50,000 litres. It's a big one. I think introducing things into the tank. Could I put a robot goldfish in with the real goldfish?
It's a worthy experiment.
I don't want to mess with its head. I don't want to. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Just if you just do it for a minute.
Because this is like cutting edge stuff.
Yeah.
No one's doing this.
No. It's like Blade Runner, isn't it?
Replicant goldfish. Yeah. So the reason I haven't introduced it like straight away to any other fish is because I heard that like if you put certain little fish in, they can attack the goldfish.
Oh, right, okay.
And someone said that it ate its goldfish's eyes.
Jesus Christ.
I thought, that's fucking harsh.
That is, isn't it? That's very specific. That's bullying, and it's very specific. It's like, imagine just eating someone's eye. It's you can't just go wrong and scoff your eyes off.
Well, I suppose it's the bit that's the softest, and that they must have teamed up and just
go
like...
Go for its eyes. What? Go on, eat his eyes.
I don't even want to eat ice.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only bit we're going to... bit we can actually chew.
Yeah. So I suppose they sort of stick out a little bit, don't they, from the rest of the goldfish's body? They're a bit... They're flush, aren't they? But...
Yeah, they bulge slightly. But, because it seems like a goldfish can't cover its eyes with anything. Like,
yeah.
Its fins don't go that way, do they?
Yeah.
So...
But what would... Fuck possesses a fish to eat another fish's eyes.
Yeah, it's like, you've got eyes. Don't you feel any sense of...
No empathy.
Yes.
Have you got... You're both fish. Don't eat his eyes. That's a mad... That's a psychotic fish, isn't it?
I know, yeah, that's what I think. I think that's unpleasant. That's Hannibal Lecter. Like, I'm feeding you. Just wait for the fucking...
Yeah,
wait
for
to get
pellets.
Home.
Wait
pellets
for the pellets.
Are coming.
Yeah. How hungry are you?
Yeah, you just want... It's just a snack, or you just want to try something exotic.
Yeah. See, that to me just smacks of... You know people say, oh, an animal can't be evil. Animals aren't inherently evil. That is. That's as bad as it can get, isn't it?
Yeah, eat the fella's eyes. Here we are.
Oh, God. Ha 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 ha!